Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to Very Fun Friends. Don't mind that owl hooting in the background. He's just excited
about
bonus improv. Joe, can we get a suggestion for our improv, please?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was like the beginning of Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I was, yeah. Your suggestion is Jaws. No, I'm just kidding. Your suggestion is weddings.
Weddings.
Either with D's or with T's. Take it how you will.
Okay. Weddings.
I'm up.
Wedding. I think weddings are exhausting.
Yeah, I have a rule and I sometimes break it. It's like people I really like invite me, but I usually am like, I don't want to go to any.
Yeah.
Don't invite me. But then I'm sorry, I don't go to weddings. And then someone who's like a really good friend is like, I'd love you if you come to my wedding. I'm like, what am I going to say now?
Yeah, I know. I would have made you come to mine.
I would have loved to come.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I would have closed it out.
It was fun. I think I closed it out, actually. I was having so much fun. I stayed till the very end. It was fun. It was a fun party.
What was your dance to?
Dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I... No, not Tony Bennett, an older version.
Anthony Bennett.
Yeah, senior.
Living La Vida Loca.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of your wedding?
I don't know. It was just like a fun party. I don't know. It was nice. Like, I don't know. I guess dancing and having fun.
I think it's...
Drinking. I don't know.
I think it's nice that for like an event like that, you get to guarantee that there's no one there that you don't want to see.
You do, but they're inevitably... You could theoretically cut people out that you don't want to see. But then you're going to have a lot of headache on your hands. Like,
oh, like family. Like, you family. Didn't invite me.
Yeah.
I thought you were dead.
Oh, no. I thought you were dead. I went to a funeral. I don't know whose funeral that was.
I cried and cried. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though.
Yeah. When it's yours, you don't. It's not. It's more annoying for your guests that don't want to talk to that one guest that you had to invite. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many people were there?
80, maybe 100. I don't know. I don't remember.
A lot of gifts, huh?
I don't remember.
Oh my God. The last wedding I went to, I forgot to bring a gift.
It's okay. You have a year to give a gift. So if you don't, I mean, not that you need to get one now. I'm saying
it's been
like
over a year, I think.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like that's a rule. So like no one was like, I'm sure no one was like, Francis didn't bring a gift. What was that all about?
That's so not like
also me. Like so many people send gifts like just directly from the registry to wherever they're going that it's like not showing up with a gift is not a big deal. I wouldn't worry
about
it. Thanks,
I feel a lot better.
Good. Yeah. So you just have to hope they didn't realize a year later that you didn't send them anything.
Yeah, they got other things going on. Don't dwell on that.
Yeah. And now, improv. Hey, so pretty fun wedding. Oh, hi. I'm the bride's uncle. Bride's uncle.
Oh.
Steven,
I've heard so much about you.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's weird.
Yeah.
Juliet, like, I've seen her maybe once in my life. I was, yeah. I'm family, but, you know, I don't really know Juliet that much, but anyway.
Oh, that's what she told me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That tracks. Yeah. I'm looking around this wedding. I gotta wonder, who do you think? Every wedding has that one person that the bride and the groom didn't really want there. Who do you think that is? Who do you think that is? I'm placing bets.
Oh, I don't know. I'm really just here to have a good time and
oh, yeah, make me too. Memories. Me too. I'm here to have a good time, maybe make a little money on my bets.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm making some bets.
Oh. Why?
So if you want to get in on that action, I don't know. Hey, I don't know. You could take the man out of Vegas, but you can't take the Vegas out of the man. I'm not legally allowed in Vegas anymore.
Oh, Uncle Steven.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that too.
Anyway, so who do you think it is? Who do you think is the one that's like the embarrassment? The one that they don't want here?
I really don't know.
I'll give you 10 to 1 on Aunt Muriel.
Okay, I'm not much of a gambler, and I really don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Oh, hey.
But I think it's you.
What? No.
Yep, if I had to bet, I would say it's you.
What? No. I'm not even on my list of potentials.
Well, you are now, because that's who I'm betting.
No. All right, I'm putting my name. If you want to lose your money.
Here's $10.
You want to lose $10? Great, I will take your $10. Yeah, hey,
I stuffed it in my bra. I knew I was going to have to use it.
Hey, I will take it. I will take that sweaty $10.
Good, okay.
What's wrong with your boobs? Why are they sweating so much?
Nothing's wrong with my boobs. They're humidifying as per normal.
This $10 bill is soaking wet.
Yeah, I've been dancing.
All right, well, maybe I'm going to put you down as one of the old sweaty boobs.
Well,
sorry, I didn't get your real name.
Christine,
okay. Well, all right, now you and I are both on the list, I guess.
Yeah, but I just feel like compelled to tell you that I've seen them both a lot. We're very good friends, so there's a very low chance that it's me.
Juliet and what's his face?
Yeah.
The guy with the big nose and the skin tag?
Yeah.
I'm calling him skin tag.
Well, please don't.
Yeah. He won't mind. I do it in a fun way. I do it in a way that's fun. That's why people like me. That's why people like me. Except people in Vegas, which I am not legally allowed back in.
I know, that's tough. They actually invited you? You have like an invitation? Can I see it?
Yeah. It's here. Here you go. It's an actual invitation.
Oh, that does not say Steven on it, though.
It says my favorite uncle.
Okay.
Look,
do they know you're here?
I'm assuming it was me. Look.
Did you bring a gift?
My brother, he doesn't know I do this, but I kind of live in my Pinto around the corner from his house, and I go through his mail just to see if there's anything in there that, like, maybe he doesn't need but I could use. And then I saw this come in, and it was addressed to my favorite uncle, and I assumed that meant me and not Derek. Who would like Derek best? He's a dentist. He's been married to the same woman for 37 years. How boring. I've had 6 different wives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Here he comes. Here he comes right now.
Oh, skin tag?
Don't say that.
Skin tag. Hey,
no, stop it.
Hey,
stop.
Skin tag.
Hey, skin tag. Oh, my God. Look what you made me do.
Hey, see, it's fun, right?
No, it's not fun.
It's a fun nickname.
I'm so scary, skin tag. Oh, my God.
It's happening again, man.
My boobs are sweating.
Christine, just lean into it.
I'm panicking.
Hey.
Mr. Skin Tag. Oh!
Mr. and Mrs. Skin Tag now.
Oh, my God. Am I red?
Yeah. But also sweaty. People will assume it's from the dancing, so don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Look.
No, you look. What would you give me as a nickname if you had to?
What would I give you?
Yeah, get over here.
I give you soaked memories. That's
soaked memories?
Yeah. That's your nickname.
What are you trying to say?
Soaky mams.
Soaky mams?
Yeah.
Stop it.
That you have so much boob sweat.
You need to stop it right now.
What?
You know what they say about weddings, don't you?
That they're a great place to make a little money on side bets.
Yes, that's right. Oh my God, Steven.
Whoa.
Oh my God, I didn't think this was going to happen. Oh my God.
Oh, what is... We're not even at a Roy Rogers right now.
Find my skin tags.
You have skin tags?
Everywhere.
Whoa, Christine, I gotta tell you, this is moving a little fast for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is, I was just here to make a little money. A few side bets.
You made it. I gave you $10. What you gonna get me? Oh my God, they're playing our song. It's the Macarena.
We don't have a song. Christine.
Yes, we do.
Christine.
Wait. Unhook my bra just a little.
Wait, hang on.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Oh, it's just like a, oh my God. It's, yeah. It's like you were pregnant and your water broke. There's just, you took your bra and there's water everywhere. Oh.
Maybe later I'll be pregnant for real.
Christine, this is taking a weird turn.
It's a wedding.
Wait, hey. Julia. Hey, it's Uncle Steven.
Get away from us.
Sorry about that. I'm over 40 and single.
I just wanted to ask her about who the black sheep at this wedding was.
Oh, yeah, we need to know. Come here, hold me. Christine! Hey, the black sheep.
It's Juliet, is it Christine?
Oh, I'm Christine. Fuck, I'm drunk.
Christine, you sloppy bitch. Why'd you call me over here?
I'm so sloppy. Look at me and Steven.
Oh, my God. Your boob sweat is all over him. You marked him as yours.
He wanted it.
Oh, Steve, you dirty dog.
We need to settle a bet. Which one of us is the one that's not wanted here?
Why are you letting it to just us?
Okay. Wasn't going to reveal this, but... clearly, you guys have gotten serious, so I feel like I should tell you the truth.
No.
The person that we didn't ultimately want at this wedding is the love child that we know that you two are going to conceive tonight.
You know what that means? We gotta go.
No, Soaky Mams, no!
Bye, Skin Tech.
Scene.